Welcome to Into the Badlands. I'm your host, Taylor. We're going to talk about some things, we're going to learn about some things, and we're going to get into some feelings. Stay tuned. As I'm editing this episode, I can just hear the hurt in me still, like how it still just riles me up because it's so fresh. And I want things to work, and I just feel like, damn, universe, you ain't got to slap me like this. You can make it more subtle, you know? Nah, but you know, I guess you don't listen to subtleties. That's the lies we be telling to ourselves. We're like, nah, that's not happening. Nah, that's not what it is. Nah. And then be mad when it's something that's blatantly obvious, blatantly disrespectful. But you know what? You know, Brent Faiyaz is that nigga. He is not the nigga who's about to deal with anybody lying to him, okay? Out of there.
He the R&B future.
He is the R&B future. He done been through a lot of shit, okay? What's this song?
Rehab.
I got too many hoes. Damn you. Put the shit in your nose. But I still love you.
Doing shit that nobody knows.
In the streets, you think you a lady, but at home, you motherfucker porn star. Now that's a nigga who been through some shit.
If you ain't nasty, don't at me. I'm just working all day.
On the streets, it's dark out and come home, but back out.
I hope that's okay.
I can't leave you alone. Y'all, so this episode is about what?
People lying to you.
People lying to you. I tell you, there's some fraudulent ass niggas out here. And females. Females can be niggas too. People forget that. So people be lying. And I was just dating somebody who always was like, I don't gotta lie. There's no reason for me to fucking lie. And I feel like only liars be saying shit like that. Like, am I crazy? Okay, don't answer that. But I feel like that's a piece of it. Like, when you're telling the truth, you don't have to continuously say that you're telling the truth because it should already be assumed. But when a lying ass nigga, because there be some lying ass niggas and females and niggas too now, they be saying, I don't gotta lie. Jasmine, what do you think?
I mean, they always lying, regardless. Especially when they tell you that they're not lying.
Okay. I
mean, we've all told a lie.
Of course. But you know what, for me, I felt like I was showing up as a genuine person, being honest. You ask me something, I tell you the truth.
Absolutely, and we need more people like you. And right now, a lot of people is influenced by music, by social media, and it's clogging their minds, and they can't see, you know, what their actions or how their lies or why the reason why they're even covering up a lie. They don't get that part.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out is, like, you don't care or respect me enough to want to tell me the truth? You know what? Nikki Giovanni and what's his name? Can't think of his name, but they're doing an interview with their friends. She's like, lie to me. Lie to me like you lie to that white man at work. You don't want to come into this job, but you're going to smile in his face, grin, and tell him that you're ready to be here and ready to do all these things. Why can't you lie to me like you lie to that white man? I tell you, and that literally sticks with me. I mean, I don't want somebody to lie to me. I would rather you tell me the fucking truth. I would rather you be honest because then I have the choice. But when you sit here and lie to me and I'm aware that you're lying to me, you're insulting my intelligence. You don't care enough about me to tell me the truth and be honest. Because like I said earlier, what's really player is when you lay all your shit on the table and you give a person a choice and they're able to stick with you or choose to stick with you or choose to do what they want to do. So as she said, lie to me. Lie to me like you lie to that white man.
Oh. Yeah, but a lot of people out here, you know, they going through trauma. You know,
yeah.
They haven't healed from their trauma to even, like I said, understand why they lying, you know. And, for example, So if you're dating a girl and you got a friend that you used to hook up with, but your new current situation is asking you who that person is, and you telling them that they just a friend and that y'all ain't never, you know, done anything like that before. So that's a lie. So now you have to look at it as, why are you lying? Why are you telling that lie? Because the relationship that you have with that ex person that is supposedly now your friend, you know, you've cherished that relationship much more than, you know, the person that you're currently dating, which, you know, if we had good role models, you know, we would be able to make better decisions. Because as a real person, a real woman, a real man, you know, this is what I learned in my relationship too, because this was, you know, this was me. I used to lie. I used to lie a lot. I'm not going to lie, you know. And a lot of those lies got me caught up in my past relationships, you know. And I did have friends on the side that I used to have, you know, do and everything. And we were just friends afterwards. And I would say that we were just friends to my current situation. But that was only because, you know, I didn't see that what's more important is, if you really want to be in a relationship and you care about somebody and their feelings as a human being, then you would want to put them on a pedestal and be honest and faithful and devoted to that person. You know, that's just the real natural human way, right way to do things and be honest and move correctly. That creates good karma too. You know, and good fortune.
You feel good when you're honest, even if the truth hurts. Because, like I said, it's better to give somebody the option.
Fear. And the fact of truth.
Okay.
And it hurting.
Okay. The fear of it hurting. The fear of somebody not choosing them is why people lie.
Absolutely.
In certain relationship situations. You want me to still stick around through everything, but you won't show up and be honest with me. So how could I? Why would I?
I've lied in the past because I wanted to avoid a reaction.
Of course, but then what's the end result? You're still getting that argument. And you're still getting that.
But what everybody fails to realize is that when you lie, you're only fucking up your own self. Yep. Okay? Because you're making yourself more paranoid.
Feeling the guilt.
And you're feeling guilt. And then it's making you insecure. You know? Because you're lying, and you gotta keep lying to cover up the lie.
It's, okay?
You feel more free when you're being honest. You know, you have nothing to worry about. You're being transparent with your partner. You know, that's how it should be.
And this goes to a point, you know, I had an earlier episode where I talked about truth and lies. The things that we are truthful about and the things that we lie to ourselves about. You know, the guy I was dating could have been telling the truth. This could have been a friend of 10 plus years. Just, oh, by the way, everybody. The guy I was dating and the reason we stopped is because in the middle of the night, he received a text message that said, I love you and I miss you and I'll talk to you in the AM. Now, that could have been a cousin, that could have been an auntie, grandma, anybody. But I don't think so because of the way this man reacted. He chose to play like he was asleep. When I know he wasn't sleeping, the message came across his laptop. It just was convenient enough for him to be like he was asleep. So when I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. I know my eyes haven't deceived me. What the fuck? He talking about some, huh, what? Huh, what? Nigga, you seen it too. What are you talking about? But it was easier to lie. It was easier for me to be like, oh, no, I didn't see that. No, it's not a big deal. It was easier for him to play it off than to just be like, yeah. Which after I had said all this, he said, no, your eyes haven't deceived you. I said, so this one.
He couldn't lie.
Of course.
What else could he say?
Nothing. Because the proof was in the pudding. We already had some issues. And then that was for me, the straw that broke the camel's back. This man didn't even really try to leave and chase after me. When we had our follow-up conversation, he was like, I'm not going to deal with the rah-rah. I'm not going to chase after you. I'm not going to do none of that. Well, clearly you didn't want me to stay. Clearly you didn't care about me enough. Then why did you proceed after I'm actually in my car and I'm driving off to call me 15 times telling me to come back?
Man, that's some toxic nigga shit. Okay?
Absolutely.
He guilty, and that's why he blowing you up 15 times. Been there, done that.
I'm just saying. I had to walk away from it for my own sanity because I know that nigga was lying. And I don't want to be able to lie because I don't want the stress of that. I don't want all the blowback that's going to come from your lies to hit me in the face later. Yes. Yes. I don't want none of that smoke.
Yes, yes. And they so, will
come back
to hit you in your ass.
Okay? So I don't need that smoke. But just know, like, be honest with your person. If you're dating somebody, show up as your authentic self. Because, for example, my mental been going through it because of that. And I had to rebounce, like, a bounce back and just be like, Taylor, it wasn't you this time. You can say that, yeah, you maybe had something to do with him maybe wanting to step out. But at the end of the day, that was his choice, not mine. Because I was only seeing him. I was being my authentic self.
Feelings in there too.
Okay. Oh, my feelings. Oh yeah. Speak up about your feelings. Let people know where you at, because you know sometimes our emotions, we don't got them under control. We don't got our mental under control. We dealing with our other shit. And nobody told us as an adult that like adult shit is gonna be so stressful. Like, say you dealing with a breakup. Boom. Then you gotta go to work and deal with some shit. Boom. Then you gotta fucking deal with like maybe a friend or a parent and some shit. And then you just stress the fuck out.
And then you get into a car accident in the midst of all that ish.
Boom. And it's like, and you're supposed to keep a level head and not wild out or cut somebody out. Fight somebody. I ain't saying I did any of those things, but y'all, the way my mental been making me feel, I wanted to punch somebody, goddamn.
Crazy, super saiyan.
And that nigga almost got punched that night. But you know what? I left like a white lady, okay? I didn't knock nothing over. I didn't storm out. I just got my shit and I said, you know what? Fuck you. Forget this. Fuck all this. I can't deal with this.
Know your worth. Women, know your worth.
Sirs, you guys know your worth too. And be more fucking honest.
Everybody, be more.
I don't want to date. Everybody need to be more honest, okay? And I told myself, and I told my therapist, you know, I don't really want to date. I think I just wanted, you know, some companionship. Somebody, I want to get those text messages every day. How you doing? How's your day going? Good morning. You know, because it feels good. But at the same time, I know I can't try and commit to somebody because I need to commit back to myself. I don't need to lie to myself anymore and trying to convince myself I need to be with a person who clearly doesn't want to be with me. And I'm not even just limiting this to relationships, but like, we be lying to our damn selves. We see the signs, whether it's to leave a job, leave that person, start something new. We see all the signs. We feel all the signs. But yet, for whatever reason, whatever fear, insecurity, shit going on, other people's opinion, we allow that all that shit to just cloud it, cloud our judgment, cloud our choice. There's so many things I've been wanting to do that I didn't do because I was worried about what other people were thought.
Absolutely.
Or that it had to be perfect. None of that shit need to happen. I just need to get things started.
Hell yeah. You know, so many. I'm done putting my side hustles on pause to cater to a female that isn't trying to see my point of view from things. You know what I mean?
Gee, relationships be taking over your life when you really love that person.
3 years? Oh my gosh.
3 years, and it wasn't 3 years down the drain. It was 3 years that you've learned from now. So hopefully in your next relationships, or even just choice with your friends, you know how to move.
Yes, and you know what? I have cleaned up shop, okay? All the friends, all the side friends, you know, the friends with benefits, they own. They out of here, okay? I learned real lessons in this past relationship. And, you know, I'm just gonna move, you know, forward being honest and, you know, not getting myself caught up.
Not getting yourself caught up, but just choosing you. And when you choose you, you're respectful enough to yourself to be like, I'm not gonna lie to that person. I'm gonna be authentic with myself. I'm gonna say, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and force myself to go into an event if I'm tired, just because I know it's my friend's event. Or I'm not gonna force myself to be in a situation and I know I mentally just can't even process it. Or have a conversation that I can't even mentally process. I'm done lying to myself. And I hope y'all are too. We're talking about people lying. I want to introduce my homie, Lennox. I want you to talk about all the things you need to talk about. Get it off your chest. Nah, I'm kidding. But as you know, people be lying. And so I think earlier we were talking about how lying is a learned trait. Would you like to elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. I think, yeah, I agree with that statement. I think lying is a learned trait. I think it could be corrected, you know, in the youth, like mm-hmm. you know, during adolescence years. Like for me personally, I feel like the environment I kind of grew up in, I'm from New York. So like, and I was raised in Brooklyn.
BK? And, BK, right?
Yeah. You said it. You said it right. Well, we don't say that, but you got it.
Look at you lying.
Nah, I'm saying we don't say BK, but you got it though. Like, you know, okay. Sound like you cheering for Burger King.
Hey, you know, gotta have it my way.
Respectfully.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like where I was raised from, like lying is something that everyone did, and it was never corrected. It wasn't corrected, and that the idea of nature versus nurture, it kind of was actually empowered. It wasn't until I got older was able to understand like what lying actually did to certain situations that I was a part of, as far as friendships and relationships. It takes a lot to unlearn that trait, especially when it comes normality. That's kind of when you bred in anything, I think it's really hard to get out of it. So that's what I mean, like it's a learned trait.
Absolutely. You know, I wonder like why lying is such a normality, like versus telling the truth. Like we know that it comes from like fear of like losing something, or because even when you lie and it's like to boast yourself, like it's still for me like people are fearful that, you know, you're not going to be good enough or you're going to lose out on that person or that opportunity. So, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's not only also about like the fear of losing something, but it's also the fear of not having control. Like when you lie, you literally control everything that's happening in that situation. Like you manipulate the situation to the point where it's like if you wanted to go left, you can make it go left because of that lie. With the truth, it's hard to manipulate those situations. But little do people realize, like I started to know that, you know, when I started to like really be adamant on telling the truth and trying my best to stay truthful within myself, because that's the first part, right? The first part is like you can't stop lying to other people if you are continuously every day lying to yourself.
Come on, preacher.
And it's honest, like it's truth. Like you got to be able to like tell the truth to yourself every day, wake up and understand what your present is, what your past was, and what you want your future to be, and be realistic about those things. Until you can do that, like you don't control anything. That lying is a facade, is a smokescreen. You think you control things, you think you're manipulating things, but what you're really doing is allowing that fruit of whatever it might be. It could be a relationship, it could be a job. That fruit that you have, you're just allowing it to rot because you think you're protecting it. Like it's like when people get fruit from the Do not disturb was on my computer, but not my phone.
My guy. That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Welcome back. You were elaborating on how your fruit will rot. The lie you're telling rots.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I was on Instagram and I was following an account, and the account said something like, how can you have an authentic relationship if you're not even being honest with yourself? How can you attract a partner and want them to be honest when you're not even being honest with yourself? And I said, they touched on it. They touched on it.
And that's the truth, man. That's the truth. Like, it's like, and I think most people need to, it's a hard task though. I can't say that, like, you know, like when you're so used to controlling the narrative, because of that, like you said, that fear of losing someone, the fear of being embarrassed, the fear of just not being in control, like it's so hard to revert, and it's so hard to try to be honest, because the first time you do it, you're like, I shouldn't have said that. Or I know she's not gonna text back because I said this, and it's just
that's that fear.
Yeah,
that's that fear. I mean, like, we really convince ourselves sometimes of the absolute worst, and like, it's not even that bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just saying to myself the other day, like, damn, you know, I really wish such and such wouldn't act this way with me. Mm-hmm. But it was because we've already created this dynamic of just like, we can't trust one another. So we think that everything that person says or done is coming from like a place of like, just like, I don't know, like they just trying to be out to get me or something. And like, and it's like, I just can't trust anything they said because they've lied to me so many times, or vice versa. I've lied to them and they're just not trusting of anything I do. And I was just like, damn.
Right. Mm-mm-mm. And that right there though, like, and that's another part. I think that's
like, can you come back from a lie?
Yeah, hell yeah, you can. I believe you can. But it's not.
It's not on you though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm asking you, can you come back from a lie? Like, cause you think like, yeah, definitely you can always come back from it. But like, I feel like once that trust is gone, well, it's not impossible to come back from, but it's like, you're going to have to really prove, and that person has to really believe in you enough to want to believe you.
Yeah. And when you ask that question, like, can you come back? You can come back from a lie, but it's about what you do. It's about your actions, right? Mm-hmm. And it's less about your words, but it's truthfully about that other person. And then what I was about to say was, one another maybe topic of discussion would be like, a part of that about forgiveness as well. The person decide to forgive you because you lied, you betrayed them. Now they have to forgive you. And with that forgiveness doesn't mean that they have to even deal with you in the same capacity as they did before. So, I mean, you could continuously put effort towards a situation, trying to show change and trying to show growth and progression and actually being honest in every situation that's possible. Maybe even being a little bit over honest, right? to sell it. But it coming back from a lie has a little to do with you, but a lot to do with that person. If they want to believe you ever again. And I've been in those situations.
Depends on the severity.
Yeah, I've been on both sides of that, you know.
Of course.
That ain't no fun game.
Absolutely not.
That ain't no fun game. I would advise everyone just tell the truth.
Okay. Cause from a non-healed perspective, like, say if the person lied to you, maybe it's a tit for tat thing, you know, but maybe from a healed person, it's like, I see you, I hear you, I get it, but I can no longer allow you to be in my life because, you know, you crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all, I guess, perspective.
Yeah, and nobody wants to, but that's another thing, though. Nobody wants to hear that.
Absolutely not.
Nobody wants to hear that. Like, hey, listen, that's the worst. When you lie and that person says, listen, I hear you. I'm even giving you understanding to why you did it. But, yeah, I'm good. I'm good on you. I'm good on you.
So, on the opposite side of this, is there, you know, space for like good lies? Or is there ever a time where it is okay to lie to somebody? And this comes on the tail end of me earlier in this episode, talking with my homegirl Jasmine. I quoted Nikki Giovanni and I can't remember his name, Baldwin. Crap. I knew my brain was going to do this. Why do I want to say Alec Baldwin? Only because that psycho just shot and killed somebody. But James Baldwin. Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin were good friends, and they were having a conversation, and she was like, lie to me. Lie to me like you lie to that white man who you go to work for every day. Yeah. And she was talking about it from a perspective that, you know, the person closest to you, your partner who you're in a relationship with, gets the brunt of your truth, you know. Mm-hmm. And for some households or some relationships, you know, that truth comes out in an argument, yelling, mm-hmm. you know, in a fist, you know, mm-hmm. in a cold shoulder. So mm-hmm. in her perspective, she's like, lie to me. Why can't you just lie to me like you do to that white man when you go to that job you don't like?
Mm-hmm.
So is there ever a good lie, a good reason to lie.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And in that situation, I feel her dialogue wasn't more about actually lying, but it was more so about make me feel safe and secure within the reality of you. You make everyone else feel safe and secure. You go outside and they don't have to, but they won't ever have to see your tears. But when you come back, I will get your tears, your anger, your frustration, your sorrow, and it's all just my burden to bear. So it's like, why? It was more like a plea of like, just take it easy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I literally was saying that in my most recent relationship with a guy. I was telling him, so much of me has to be hard outside of this relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be hard in this relationship. Be soft with me. Treat me delicately. Be sweet to me. I don't want to have to keep convincing you to treat me that way. You should just want to treat me that way.
Right. And that... go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think part of why both of us started to become hard with one another was because of lies or guilt or, you know, those muckier feelings that we weren't being able to be, you know, authentic and truthful with. I think that he was doing other things that he didn't want me to find out about. And I began to find out about them. And it was just like, damn, this hurts. You couldn't even convince yourself to just be honest. Like, that would have hurt, but it would have hurt less than the blatant disrespectful lie, you know?
Right.
That he tried to convince me. I've been on both sides of that.
Yeah, I've been on both sides of that. I've been that guy who has been doing things that just like and had to bear, like I lived with the person, I had to look at them in their face and see those tears and like, damn, I fucked up. And I think what it really comes down to is back to like what I first said, like that nature versus nurture thing and the normality of lying. I think I'm reading this book and I was suggested to it by my friend. I forgot the name of it and the author. So that's a blank. Some of the texts in there that actually caught my attention was that the child or a boy turned into a man after the death of something. And it doesn't mean literally. It can be a literal death. Like it can be like a death of a parent or anything like that. But there has to be something inside of them that dies. And that idea, like when I was saying nature versus nurture, the idea of the normal, it being normal to lie has to die. And then once that die, a man's perception of how he approaches life entirely changes. So I feel like, unfortunately, right, men grow up very... The men that I know, I'm not gonna speak for all men. Men grow up very, we're late bloomers. The situation that you probably experience is probably a late blooming man, and eventually, once if that relationship was significant to him, he'll mourn that, and that's when, like I said, the death or something will change the perception and perspective of that man.
I think that I am so. Like, I really have a struggle when it comes to believing men after they've hurt me. I am like, there's no way he really cared about me. There's no way I even mattered to him. There's just no way. Because I show up authentic. I show up with the idea that, you know what? I can be myself. There's comfort and truth in being myself with this person. They're accepting of me. I think for me, it's like, why not just say what you want this to be? Why not just put it on the table? If you didn't want a relationship, why'd you treat it like one? Why'd you make me feel safe in it? Why'd you do all these things with me? So like to my point earlier, can you come back from a lie? I feel like, no, he can't because the proof was in the pudding. All the signs were leading up to it. And it was just like, damn, I didn't believe those signs. So then I felt like, and I struggle with this too, like kind of like maybe this is karma, but like I didn't deserve that. Nobody deserves that. Seeing something, having experienced something, and then it's just like, dang, I mean, all the signs were there and I just didn't listen to them. And now a major sign had to come through for me to walk away.
Yeah. It's crazy because you sound like Mike. I'm not laughing. Like those exact words that you're saying is exactly what that was told to me.
Yeah, you know, some of us really be into this whole spiritual, you know, the universe and all the things.
Yeah.
So
Zach was said to me and home. And no, like that person can't come back. Especially if that is your emotions perception are, of it. Yeah, if that's your perception and those and your emotions are involved on that level. And most people, once they're hurt, and we protect ourselves, like, you know what I'm saying? We protect ourselves to the point where it's like, nah, bro, I'm not going to let you do that to me again. Or like, because if I let you do it to me again, now I got to look at myself like I'm already looking at myself questioning.
I just looked at it like, this nigga thinks I'm stupid.
Right.
The insulting of my intelligence, you really don't have any respect for me. To blatantly disrespect my intelligence like that.
Yep, and that's it's crazy. You're just like a mirror of what I've heard for a while ago. And I'm not laughing as in like this is a joke. I'm laughing because it's like, wow, it's pretty crazy. Most women I've came in contact with and like have been able to speak to, like on this level, is all the same. Like us men gotta do better. We gotta grow up. We need better. But I will say this though, we definitely do need better guidance, because it doesn't make any sense that out of like, let's say this is just like a number I'm just throwing out there. Out of 20 women that I speak to, 16 of them are all saying the same thing, right? So it's like there's something that's wrong here.
I think there's multiple layers to that. I think that yes, there needs to be more guidance with men. But also, a lot of us women need to not be so trusting. Like, I think for me, like, if I like somebody, I'm in it, like, and then I figure it out after. And they say the typical honeymoon phase lasts about 2-3 months, you know, and then after that, you really start to see the person for who they are. Mm-hmm. I think that we just need to work on not being so trusting just because it feels comfortable or just because they, at that time, are checking all the boxes or it feels right. Like, really wait that shit out so you can really see how this person plays out, because I really enjoyed this person. We went on a trip together, went to a concert together, got a real chance to like experience one another. Like, I got a chance to be, you know, seeing his family, see how he interacts with his friends. It wasn't until like out of nowhere, like, oh yeah, this is my 10 plus year friend. Oh, okay. And then it's like another, this is my 10 plus year friend, which he well and all could be telling the truth. These are friends who have been there well before I was. Mm-hmm. But it's just so convenient now that they're showing up and they're your friends. I mean, you might have had something romantically with them in the past and you're just equating now the relationship as simply just a friendship. But it just, the math wasn't mathing up. Things just weren't... wasn't adding up for me. So I'm like, okay, you know, intuition mixed with just like, I done been through this whole dating thing. Like, what's really going on? Like, and so then I posed the question, like, what's been up? I'm starting to notice, you know, we're not talking as frequently, like bringing up real examples. Oh, no, it's okay. It's whatever. You know, I'm just tired. It's just a busy day. Or, you know, I come in with some great energy, like, hey, and he's just like, what's up? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let me dial it back. Let me try and meet you where you at.
Mm-hmm.
But little do I know, it's because maybe he's mourning the death of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe his girl he was liking, who was just a friend, air quotes around that, the guy in a relationship. Or worse, done had a baby.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and, okay. that's a thing though. Like,
it had nothing to do with me. But yeah,
you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. But I think as you get older, things change.
Oh, absolutely.
I really believe that, because I feel like it's, for me, it's weird because, I mean, that person, like, you know, my past situations would never they'll never experience me in the way that I am now, because I'm so self-aware. And unfortunately, we had to go through the fire for me to get to that point. But I will say that the only reason I ever even got to this point is because that idea of wanting to recover from multiple lies, right? But it's a blessing as well, because once again, you never really know. But, you know, at least I can say that, like, my friend just told me, well, a couple of my friends told me the other day, like, yo, I'm happy that you're in my life because you changed perspective for me. And as a Black man, for me, it's just like, yeah, I'm happy that I'm able to do that, because that shows my progression, because I'm so intentive on the way that I move now. When I'm talking to anyone, if I'm dating someone, I'm come clean. Like, this is who I am. This is what I'm about, and this is the energy I'm bringing. Like, you know, but men just need better guidance, man. It's not the same, and unfortunately, the people who get hurt the most are our women.
Ah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, on that note, my guy, thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ah, you're welcome. Don't mention it. Well, I will talk to you soon.
All right, we'll talk.
All right. I'm glad I had a chance to really have some honest conversation with some friends, some good laughs, some good drinks, and, you know, really just be able to share how I felt about the recent situation. And, you know, even crazy enough, something even more wilder happened just the other day, which we'll get into in just a moment. And I'm definitely not gonna forgive that person, because they tried to tarnish my name. They were manipulative, and it's just disturbing to what lengths a person who's telling a lie will go through. But I really do appreciate my homegirl Jasmine, my homie Lennox, and even starting it off with my homie Chris. Because let me tell you, Brent Faiyaz, one thing he ain't gonna do is put up with no BS. And I think a lot of us need to really apply that to our lives. Because when things don't be adding up, that's your cue. Believe yourself, trust yourself, and get up out of that. Y'all, let me tell you, I had the craziest thing happen the other night. Sunday was Halloween, turning up with one of my homies. He invited me to his set. He's a singer. Long story short, his cousin I used to work with back when I worked at Yelp for a little bit. Your girl was only there for a few months. Long story short, by the time I was there, I knew his cousin was crushing on me hard. I never gave his cousin no play. Ain't never been interested in giving his cousin no play. But because I'm such a friendly, outgoing person, you know, I'm like, we could still be cool. We could still be friends. Even though I knew he had a crush on me. And that's where I fucked up. So, as I mentioned, Sunday, catch up with my homie at his performance. His cousin's there. His cousin ain't seen me in over like a year. Last year around Halloween, he invited me to a Halloween party out on the south side. I was like, cool, you know, I got my people with me. Let me convince them for us to go. We get about there. It's nothing. It's only a few people there. We're like, you know what? We're going to head on out. Was there probably no more than 20, 30 minutes. Fast forward to Sunday. For whatever reason, he got some weird competition with his cousin. He proceeds to tell his cousin's sister, so his cousins as well, but my homie's sisters, that he slept with me some years ago and that he just had slept with me again last year. Y'all, when I tell y'all, people be lying, people be lying. It is 2021. Why are you lying on your dick, sir? Why? 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 And so I didn't find this out until later in the night. I'm kikiing, haha, and, you know, light dancing with the guy. Not anything like me backing it up on him or anything of the sort like that. simply because I'm just not interested in him. Wasn't trying to be interested. But whole time once we left the performance, dude was just being weird. And when I tell you, I'm hanging with my homie, I'm hanging with the people he introducing me to, like his homegirls, like they people. It's just a good vibe. But literally, homie is just like being weird. He's like, you got it, bro. You got it, bro. And he's like, what? And I'm looking at him like, what? And it's just like, it just was so ongoing. Come to find out later in the night, my homie's like, look, I don't even want to bring this to you. I'm like, what? Why is your cousin being so weird with me? He's like, yo. So he told my sisters that he slept with you. And you know what's crazy? He told me that he slept with you years ago, back when you worked at Yelp with him. And I'm just like, what? Furious, pissed, frustrated. I'm like, oh my God, absolutely not. I said, I'm actually offended. I'm highly offended. Because by no means have I ever made it so that this man could even get as close as to even kiss me on my cheek, anything. So for him to be lying on his D and then tell my homie's sisters that he slept with me, like, what? So my homie's like, I didn't want to bring that to you because, you know, it's so futile and just petty. And like, he's had some weird competition with me. So since he knows, like, you know, I got a vibe with you, he's trying to just ruin that. And so, like, I'm livid. And at this point, it's like 2-3 in the morning, like, we sitting in my car, I'm livid. And like, his cousin, the dude I used to work with at Yelp, was like drunk and just being weird and just being a creep the whole night on all the girls, like coming up on him, like trying to give him a massage, on top of that, like trying to like kiss up on people. And it was just so weird. So for him to do that, like, it wasn't off brand for him, because clearly, like I said, this dude done been weird all night. But it just infuriated me, because it's like, first off, you're lying on your dick, not once, but twice. Then on top of that, you felt the need to broadcast that weak-ass shit to his sisters. And for what? So they can start looking at me weird? I don't even know these ladies. But yet now they got a perception of me that you created, a false perception of me that you created. So there's that. And then on top of that, I sent a text to him and to my homie just like, Joe, why would you lie? Why would you lie? I ain't been nothing but a friend to you. Why would you lie on your dick? Why would you try to assassinate my character? Like, what is wrong with you? I ain't been nothing but cool with you. No response. He then proceeds, you know, to talk to his cousin and be like, oh, she lying, you know. She just don't want to admit that. Sir, I have never been afraid to admit anything that I've done or haven't done. So for you to be sitting here saying that I would with you, of all people, I'm offended. I'm disgusted. I'm a lot of things. So like I said, he ain't respond to me, but my homie, I hit him up today and just asked him about it. And he's like, yeah, you know, he said he's sticking to it and that I'm just trying to not mess up with him and I have going on. I'm like, that's just wild to me, because I ain't even got nothing going on with my homie. Nothing at all. I just be supporting his music and supporting him as a friend. And funny enough, it's like the other night on Sunday on Halloween, I was looking good. So people was on my bumper anyway. But it just was wild to me. So it's just so coincidental that I'm making this episode and then for that to happen. And I'm just like, you know what, universe, thank you. Keep giving me content. Keep making sure that I remove people from my life. Literally today, because I tried to reach out to him yesterday, his cousin, who lied on his D, to just inquire why. Of course, no answer. Followed up today and was like, you low down piece of shit. Don't you ever, you know, you sat here and said that we slept together. I've never done anything with you. I haven't even been remotely even close to being romantic with you. And I send that text, doesn't respond. I just block him, because it's like, there's no need for you to even try and go back and forth with me. Not that he even is, but it's like, you have no leg to stand on. But yeah, after chopping it up with my homie, like, he's like, you know, as I mentioned, his cousin's just been in competition with him and
has a history of like twisting stories, you know, and in my book, lying. And for what? Like, that's that fear, that self-gratification. That's just pride. That's like ego. There's so many layers to it. And it's like, where did he learn this from? Because also my homie said back when he was working at Yelp, he told him that he slept with all the girls there. Joe, don't nobody want you and your crusty, string bean, raggedy ass. Don't nobody want you. Not even, clearly not even your baby mama or baby mothers. I don't know. I don't know your life like that. But yeah, he out here lying to people, telling people he really know me. And y'all, the way he was spinning it that night, like he was, you know, all up in my grill, all up in my face. So from afar, it could look as if there's something going on. I'm talking about staring down my eyes, talking about take your mask down. I haven't seen you forever, you know, telling people I was his muse when we worked together. Yep, sir, we weren't even on the same team. I barely even saw you. I've barely even talked to you since. And so I sent my homie like a screenshot of some messages like, dude even had the audacity last year to be like, I had a dream about you. When was the last time you had somebody give you some real good head? Sir, I didn't even respond. But in my mind, sir, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You couldn't even drink my bath water. Despicable. I'm just completely in awe. But see, to my point, people just be lying for no reason, because there was no reason for you to try and insult me, insult your cousin, insult your family, and just like try to insult my character. But my homie did tell me a long time ago, I need to quit being so friendly and quit being so nice. And I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. This is a time you can say I told you so, because clearly I was letting this person who I thought was just a cool, you know, associate. I wouldn't even say a friend, an associate, be in my space, be around me, being weird. And I bet in his mind, he was like, why are you being weird with me, sir? Because you're weird. I have no interest in you, and I'm showing you that. I'm telling you to leave me alone at a party. His other cousin who was there at the party had to tell him, like, yo, back up. Leave her alone. Gee, she said she cool. She not interested. But come to find out, that was, he stuck up for me after my homie told him, like, yo, this is what was said. This is what was going down. And, like, his cousin, his other cousin must have just, like, peeped just how much of a creep. And he had the nerve, the other cousin had the nerve to be like, oh, to my homie, like, oh, you need to get your cousin. No, you need to get your cousin, sir. Why am I responsible for him? He's a grown man, you know? And then at one point, we all leaving, and I'm glad Joe got left up there, but I was like, dang, who he riding home with? Because I know it ain't me. I know it ain't me. Thank God he didn't even try to get in my car or nothing. Look, okay, wasn't my responsibility. Man could have been stranded, and I would have been fine with it. But moral of the story, don't be lying. Don't be lying to yourself. Don't be lying to people. Don't be lying on your body. Like, what is wrong with you? That's just weird. It's just weird. You don't got nothing to prove to nobody but yourself. So be a good, genuine, honest person. On that note, I'll catch y'all another time.